Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. News is breaking like every minute since we got back from our Christmas party. Thanks to John Fricke for holding it down. It's the 5 o'clock hour with Mike Johnson and for Carl Dukes on Dukes and Bell. And we start off every hour of every show with a big hearty, hey, man. Oren, get in here. We got to get some more bass in this. I said, hey man. Thank you. Man, let's start with what's the biggest news in college football, and that is Michigan has dismissed their head coach. We had, just talked about, the hiring cycle and how crazy it was for Penn State to wait so long to eventually get Matt Campbell from Iowa State. And now Sherrone Moore, following an investigation that found credible evidence, quote unquote, he was engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member, presumably with Michigan football, that he is gone. And at this late in recruiting and everything else, Mike and I were just talking about it. And already the leading candidate for the Michigan job, the name on. So, again, just because someone puts this out there doesn't mean that this is going to happen before Alabama fans drive off the road.
Yeah.
But Kalen DeBoer's name has been linked to the Michigan job.
Same way for the Penn State job at a certain point. And
right.
I think that's just, I think that people look at Kalen DeBoer and go, okay, he doesn't look like a guy that belongs in the South, right? Especially in a place like Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So you start, kind of saying, is he ever going to find his way out? His stock is decently high right now after taking over for Nick Saban. He's in the college football playoffs. So I can see how people would start kind of making those connections.
Right.
And look, there's no doubt Larry Ellison, who I just brought up a minute ago, the co-founder of Oracle, who bought Bryce Underwood and whose wife is a Michigan grad,
right,
is going to throw the bag at somebody. There's no doubt about it. Do I think it's going to be the Kalen DeBoer? Absolutely freaking not. I don't.
You know my buddy, Maximum Bob? You never met? Well, you and I have only worked together 2 days.
Yeah.
I got a buddy I met years ago at Maggiano's in Buckhead, and he's a big Wall Street guy. Anyway, he's worked for Larry Ellison. He's fired him and hired him 4 times.
No kidding.
Because he basically tells Larry
what his name is. Maximum Bob?
Yeah, Maximum Bob.
What a great name. That,
well, that's because he always bets the table Max if they're playing craps. He does very well for himself.
Maximum Mike.
He's bi-coastal, does very well for himself, but he's the only guy that apparently tells Larry Ellison what's what, and Larry Ellison fires him, and then a few months later brings him back.
Is that really a term, bi-coastal?
Yeah, bi-coastal, East Coast, West Coast.
Shit, so it's not like a
not like
seasonal
that.
Living.
No.
One way or the other.
Or another kind of lifestyle.
Okay, yeah. No, Oren's hand is hovering right now.
Day-Day actually said that he was bi-coastal. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because he grew up in New York and Connecticut and California.
No, that's not bi-coastal, though. That's just north and south. That's people that live winter, summer.
That's East Coast and West Coast.
And East Coast, West Coast, bi-coastal.
That's two different coasts, yeah.
I know you went to Alabama, son, but a lot of people say bi-coastal.
Day-Day said he's bi-coastal because he lived in New York and
But if you're doing it at the same time, that's the definition of bi-coastal. My guy's a Wall Street guy. I got a place,
I've never heard that term.
Place in Manhattan, place in Jersey. He's got a place in Silicon Valley. And so that's when you mentioned Larry Ellison, I had to get a chuckle because, Bob's one guy who basically tells him what's what. And then Larry's like, you're fired. And then a few months later, okay, come back. Because maybe Arthur Blank needs Maximum Bob. Somebody will tell him what's what instead of maybe, I don't know, kind of reinforcing whatever message Arthur thinks is the one that's right at the time.
I think I need to meet this guy. His name's Maximum Bob.
Or is Maximum Bob. He's been up. Yeah. You know what he looks like? Like an older Steve Buscemi. Not the most attractive man in the world. Hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia in Town Center, Kennesaw. So we'll try to see what more information will come out. It's literally leaking. And then it popped about 30 minutes ago.
Spread like wildfire.
And
man,
that's what's going on. So immediately, any other coach who is linked with another job will now be linked with Michigan. It's lazy journalism, but that's why Alabama fans don't sweat it as far as Kalen DeBoer. That's just kind of that's how it works these days.
Do you see me sweating right now?
No.
Actually, probably. I'm a pretty sweaty dude, but it is what it is. But no, I don't think I'm worried about it. I don't think Alabama fans should be worried about it. I mean, it is what it is. I would have to think, though, and I brought this up a minute ago to you during the break. At this point, you're after signing day, you're before the transfer portal, the college coaching, let's just call it musical chairs, has kind of, ceased a little bit. I would have to think it'd be an NFL coordinator at this point where you go try to, get your coach. And coming to have him on a short lease, the nature of the beast in college football now, Mike, is that if you don't have a good year 1 year, you can fire the coach, bring in 20 new players in the portal, and you can kind of remake things. It's not the way it used to be. So
more on that and more on college football coming up as part of the Strong Arm story. All right, here's where it gets sideways, and we've got to tread lightly because it's innuendo. It's people in their feelings, in their bag. But as Carl would say if he was here, it's a developing story. It starts with Ray McLeod, and we read the you can read the stuff. I put it up there at Mike Bell, ATL on social media. I'm on, we don't say X, it's Twitter. But Ray kind of had a rambling statement about, I guess, where he is right now in his life. And it ended with a comment about being, it wasn't performance-based. And that's, Raheem Morris talks about the dismissal of Ike Hilliard and with Ray McLeod, performance-based. So Ray, in essence, refuting what the coach told us on 92.9 about his dismissal and perhaps alluding to what happened with Ike Hilliard. And I still don't know what happened there. Then we get a post from Kadarrell Hodge. Chris Blair has a video of Hodge, says, "We ain't forgot when." And Hodge quotes it with saying, "She."
We ain't forgot, twin.
Exactly.
I just want to make sure we clarify that.
We ain't forgot, twin.
We ain't forgot, twin.
It says, Hodge goes.
There should be a comma there. We ain't forgot, comma,
yeah,
twin.
Right. And he says, blank, somebody did. So is that.
He says, shoo.
Is he referring to the head coach?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of smoke all of a sudden around this Falcons team.
I don't know.
On a short turnaround. Now,
one position group, too.
But that's it. And that's why I kept asking this all ever since Ike Hilliard got. You liked him enough to hire him. He was good enough to get you nearly 2 1,000-yard receivers. And then the third week of the season, you looked like crap against Carolina. And I felt Raheem Morris scapegoated him by firing him. And then some folks around the organization said, "No, you don't know. No, there's more." But nobody will tell me what's what.
Yeah.
So it leads to further speculation. And now guys who played the position, Raheem Morris, I don't know how you explain this one. For what it's worth, Ray's gone. You need Ray now because your wide receiver room sucks.
I was going to say, and look, man, it kind of is what it is in terms of that. Like I said a minute ago, I've been in locker rooms. I've done all that kind of sort of stuff. I've seen the behind-the-scenes stories that don't come out public, and some of them may never come out public. But the nature of the beast is what's interesting about it is you find yourself in this situation. And so we did this behind the curtain a minute ago. Are they going to bring back Raheem Morris? And he feels very confident that that Arthur Blank feels good about him, and Arthur Blank's got his back. I just wonder if there's something to this story where the wide receiver core has been so bad over the course of the year. The communication has been bad between the wide receivers and the quarterback position. And are we dealing with something where Arthur Blank knows the true story and knows why the wide receivers have been so bad because you've been without certain people, and just says, "Hey, that's not something that Raheem could have fixed or could have foreseen coming." I don't know. That's the hardest part for me, Mike, and because I know that a lot of fans look at it and go, "Okay, this is Raheem." I don't know that it's something Raheem. I don't know that it's something that Raheem's fault.
Right, you can't control.
I don't know that it's something Raheem could have controlled. I think people just need to keep an open mind from that aspect and say, "Look, this could have been something where." Maybe Arthur's the one that made the decision that Ike had to go.
I don't know.
You just don't know. But and that's the uncomfortable part about
it. The thing is, and because social media has kind of become like high school or the telephone game where people just, they see it. Oh, that's got to be true. Two things can be true. Raheem dismissed Ray because Ray disrespected him in a position. And we talked about this earlier. There's a chain of command that's got to be respected. Sometimes things can be water under the bridge. Sometimes guys got to go. It depends on how disrespectful you are. you know. And sometimes if a guy has a problem with a guy who's got dismissed and he keeps, it becomes like a, you know, a cancer in the locker room, you got to get rid of it. You got to cut it out.
Yeah.
So that could be one of the scenarios. The other scenario is Ray Ray's right. Some things, and there's a culture thing that's missing, that's not being executed. Players are picking up on it. Now, again, I've asked people here on Twitter, because a lot of folks are saying a number of players are liking the comments.
Yes.
From Chris Blair on the Cadarell Hodge.
I'm saying,
please send me that. I can't go with that on the radio as a fact. I need some visual representation of that. we got to be fair to the Falcons, because two things can also be true. A squeaky wheel gets the grease, you know, and these guys are disgruntled employees, and you got to take that with a grain of salt. Cadarell Hodge got benched. Raheem got cut. Ray-Ray McCloud got cut by Raheem Morris.
Yes.
But it's an Orange point. It's the wide receiver room.
Yeah.
A wide receiver room that's not good right now and not doing the job, and unfortunately it's contributed to us losing some football games.
Yeah, and I think, look, and this is not ever me taking up for Raheem at all. I mean, I think we've had this conversation a number of times, and I know that you've had back and forth with Raheem. It is what it is. But I feel like it's my job, especially on this show right now, hanging out with you, to tell both sides of things. I think that in this lore where Ray-Ray has gotten cut, which was, I don't even know how many weeks ago at this point, somehow Ray-Ray has been turned into like the ultimate competitor in these stories. He wasn't going to deal with it, man, because he said that he knew things weren't being done the right way. In my estimation, in my past, that's usually not what it is, right?
Right.
It's not some wide receiver that's going, hey, man, we're not working hard enough. You know what I mean? We're not doing things the right way. I ain't standing for this. I don't think it's that either, man. I don't necessarily feel like it's a football-related thing, that this schism inside of this meeting room. It's just, first of all, wide receiver is a very unique position to start with. That is always, and that's why Terry Rubisky was so good for so many years here, because he could deal with the personalities inside of that room.
But
it's
that's
hard
why,
to find people like
and that's
that.
Why whenever we get a story like this, especially because social media, it's always in flux, we always say, here's one scenario, here's another. Don't know, and we're not going to try to speculate, just giving you everything we can spitball.
Everything we got.
The Giants just cut Ray-Ray McCloud.
Wow.
That's from Tom Pelissero.
And that comes on the back of what we just talked about with Brian Cox. Brian Cox, evidently, his seat on the flight got moved to the back of the plane and not up front. And Mike Kafka would made this decision as an interim coach that assistant coaches were going to sit in the back.
So Ray-Ray McCloud could be talking about performance-based things with Big Blue, or performance-based things with the Falcons.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But the Falcons
calls.
Players like Ray-Ray.
That does bring into question the four calls thing.
Right, and it gets us to an interesting point. The Falcons cut Ray-Ray. Ray-Ray was having a good, again, had his best career year last year, over 650 yards receiving, a touchdown. He's like, when you cut him, there's apparently a couple of guys in that Falcons locker room that had his back.
Yeah.
And they liked him. And that's, again, as you said, not everybody has to get along in a 53-man roster, but you don't want to, you know, sow some seeds of dissent where some guys feel a guy got scapegoated a job, if that is the case.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's the unfortunate truth is, for right now, at least for the next 4 weeks of the season, or until something else happens, we're going to have to deal with a situation where we don't know the truth. And I know that Raheem, because of the win-loss record, because of where the Falcons are at right now, nobody's going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, well, he made the right decision. There's nobody out there right now going, hey, he probably made the right decision, because of the fact that you have the win-loss record that you do.
Now,
but
that's
just don't know.
That's the Ray-Ray thing. Then we've got Chris Blair posting a video of Hodge caption, we ain't forgot to win. We ain't forgot twin.
Twin. We ain't forgot twin.
And Hodge quotes it with, she, somebody did. What a mess, you know, the wide receiver may be. Because panics like Ray-Ray's post, so that could be just him supporting Ray-Ray with the Giants.
It could be the fact that they just, man, they know they're going to go get the dub.
You know,
go
there
then right we've now? Got AJ. AJ made a comment about Ray-Ray because they got their guys back, and then London like that too. So this could be about him getting got with the Giants and not even getting got with the Falcons.
We need to get, and this is going to sound weird, but go with me here. We need to get somebody right now who is an expert in all things social media, intertwining relationships. Like, find some junior high, like, eighth grade girl right
any
now.
Female.
Any grade,
female.
Yeah.
And can we get any female?
We will get to the bottom of this so quickly.
Females turn into,
I mean, normally Chris,
the same way.
Chris Turtle Thomas is our conduit into the world of social media and deciphering what this all means. But Ray-Ray got cut by the Giants. That happened about 9 minutes ago, so he probably knew about that when he posted.
For sure.
Is he talking about the Falcons? Is he talking about the Giants? And then we get the video of Chris Blair with Cadarell Hodge, which is a whole other kettle of fish.
I don't know, man.
And Cadarell Hodge also got disciplined by the coach, got benched. So there's some smoke. There's smoke in the wide receiver room at Flowery Branch.
Man, it's crazy.
We'll come back. The bombshell story today happens in the Big Ten. Next on Duke.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jimbell. Hey man, biggest story today comes from college football in the Big Ten. They did snap the losing streak, Ohio State against Michigan, but a guy that was a big part of it, Sherrone Moore, who took over for Jim Harbaugh, is fired with cause, and more details now coming out on an inappropriate relationship with a Michigan staff member. We'll get more into that coming up, and we'll get more reaction as well. I bet some rumors floating around about the Falcons. A lot of guys tweeting some stuff, and we're trying to make some sense of what it all means, but one guy was dismissed by the team, one guy was benched by the coach, and a lot of guys are popping off right now.
Yeah, there's just there's no way to know about any of it. What's the Tom Hanks movie where he's like, you know, going through the Vatican and things like that, trying to figure out all
the Da Vinci Code. By the way, it's a horrible book, horrible movie. If you know history, it's like, don't get me started on that. Yeah. I mean, I know it's a bestseller, please. Well, I know how Greg Aubin feels about that. Sorry to keep you on hold, Greg, from NFL on Fox and the website Fox Sports. He joins us right now on the waitfor.com hotline. Greg, talking NFL. Just real quick, Greg, I mean, this is for here, it's just an Atlanta thing. We're a team that's 4-9. We got eliminated from the playoffs. From the outside looking in, would you imagine Arthur Blank would move on from the head coach and general manager? I mean, what would it look like to you from 30,000 feet?
Yeah, I think so. It's one of those where, you know, they have whatever it is, 7-8 straight losing seasons, and they have the playoff drought they're in. And I think, you know, obviously, I think the franchise had some confidence going into this year. You know, to make the trade for Pierce and give up next year's one, you do that with the idea that you think you have a playoff team. So to be so far out of the mix, even with some of the injuries they've had, I think he's had his chance. And I worry for Fontenot as well, honestly. I think he'd probably make a change on both.
Mm. Yeah. Greg, I want to follow that up and just ask about the quarterback position. One of the things we're going to be kicking around for the next, I don't know, 9 months is Michael Penix coming off the ACL. Kirk Cousins' cap hit probably a little bit too big. We were kicking the idea around earlier. Do you draft a quarterback in the second round because you don't have the first rounder? What names might be available out there, too, on the free agent list in terms of quarterbacks next season?
Yeah, the problem is that there aren't a ton of kind of that Daniel Jones type this past year. I think the Colts and the Falcons are kind of in the same boat, and they both had a high draft pick quarterback and a veteran this year, and now maybe have neither of them. You know, it's one of those where because you don't know when Penix is back. I think you have to address the position. You can't possibly pay Kirk Cousins any close to what he's due to make. So I think you have to find some kind of stopgap. I mean, I think that the best name that's available, you probably have to give up a draft pick, maybe a three to get him. But Mac Jones is somebody that, you know, is kind of amazingly inexpensive by NFL quarterback standards. I don't know that the Niners need to keep him. I think they'd be willing to part with a, you know, part with him for a pick. So, you know, of the free agent types, I mean, honestly, I can't see them going back to Mariota. He's a guy that will be available, and that ended so poorly. Yeah. Again, I think if it was just a team that needed a stopgap quarterback, you'd say, oh, go get Marcus. But again, it didn't end well the last time. I don't think either wants to do that again. So, it's tough in that there's not a lot of these you know, you think about some of the reclamation projects and stuff like that. You know, there's a world in which you'll have Penix at some point next season. I just think for any coach that comes in, especially, you can't put any kind of foundation around a guy who's coming off his third ACL. You just don't know what you're going to have. If you get him back, you know, he's 4-12 right now as a starter. So unfortunately, it's just not something you can count on or make plan A. I think you have to have a solid plan B in place with somebody new coming in. It doesn't necessarily have to be a high draft pick because that just compounds the problem. But somebody that'll let you have somebody in place while you figure out what you have left in Penix right now. I don't think you want to write him off because he still has 2 years left on a rookie contract. I just think it's hard to build around something that's coming off such a catastrophic injury like he is.
That's a great way to put it, Greg. And again, we're kind of in that terrible no man's land, and you hope he doesn't become a Justin Fields or a Mitchell Trubisky, but honestly,
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of Garoppolo, Greg just pointed out, that's the kind of ilk of free agent quarterbacks you have.
Yes.
Garoppolo and Russell Wilson, whose brand has taken such a big hit. And then the worst case, my God, we may have like another Desmond Ridder, some take a flyer on some mid-round quarterback. Right. Greg, it's...
Oh, and Ridder, honestly, Ridder is one of those where, I mean, he's now probably tried out for 4 different teams. Yeah. He's not even getting backup looks anywhere. So it's hard to go back to that well, unfortunately.
No, that was wishful thinking on our part. You're right. It just it all starts because we try to make a play for Deshaun Watson when we couldn't match the money, and you have to move Matt Ryan. That came from Arthur Blank, we believe, because no one ever wants to claim ownership on how we went down that Mariota and then later Ridder Road. Greg Allman's with us, guys. Follow him at Greg Allman. That's AUMAN on Twitter. Pitts has been better, but he still doesn't get in the end zone. He still doesn't fight for contested catches, never uses his athleticism for an advantage, and this is the last year. Somebody else going to try to fix Pitts in the NFL?
Oh, I think he'll definitely have a market. I mean, it's one of those where, to watch him. There were plays this past week. He goes for, 6-for-90. He's showing some of that old speed again going across downfield. I think if they were to move on from him, I think he'll be one of the more attractive free agent tight ends. I mean, it's one of those where he's still young enough. You know, you don't know if you're going to get him healthy for whatever you have him there, but I think he would still have a market, honestly. And again, has had catches this year. Like you said, touchdown. I was looking, Mooney and Pitts. All right. Mooney and Pitts had 5 touchdowns in the 2 Bucks games last year. And in 22 games since then, they have 4 touchdowns between them. So it's just one of those where, you know, if you can get him to play the Bucks a couple times, it'll help their free agent stock a little bit.
Yeah, you say he's still pretty young. I think he's like Kyle Pitts the same age as Michael Penix. somehow those guys with the way they got drafted. Greg, I was going to ask you too about another former Atlanta Falcon guy and Dan Quinn. I think there's been a lot of conversation. I think they're still in good standing with him up there. But from your vantage point, how much has Jaden Daniels kind of masked some of the inefficiencies possibly within that team over the last couple of years? And now that they don't have him in the lineup, you've seen really a team that looks pretty faulty up there in Washington.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was going to say. I think people will look at that team and see them with 11 losses and think, oh, well, Jaden Daniels was hurt. That's too bad. But I think that's absolutely masked a colossal drop on defense. I think Dan Quinn has kind of taken over play calling there and tried to right the ship, and even that hasn't worked. So to think about where they were last year as a team that, you know, knocked the Bucks out of the playoffs and won 2 playoff games and is in the conference championship game, had such an upside. You think about them challenging the Eagles as a defending Super Bowl champ for the division, and now they're giving up, you know, 28 points a game. Again, they've had some injuries there. I don't want to make it seem like it's completely unblemished in terms of why they're struggling. But, yeah, defensively they've struggled. As exciting, as great a hire as that looked, and Dan Quinn, you know, being such a great fit there, and Jaden Daniels being a future star at the position, the bloom has kind of come off both now. And like you said, I don't think there's any worry of moving on from Dan after one bad year, but I think he'd do well to have 26 look a lot more like 24 than 25.
Yeah, I wonder, is Kingsbury going to be around, or is he going to stick or go somewhere else?
Good question.
Hey, Greg Allman's with us, guys. Covers the NFC South and the NFL for Fox Sports on the website. Playing Tampa Bay on Thursday night. Short turnaround. They do get Mike. It's presumed to get Mike Evans back. Getting healthier, but both teams are pretty banged up. Tough loss to the Saints. What do you make of the Bucs? Can the Bucs still pull out the division?
Yeah, this is, I mean, once you've lost to the Saints at home, it's hard to pencil in any victory right now. You know, the first game of Atlanta was, you know, basically they escaped on a missed kick, if you will. So, you know, you think about getting a backup quarterback in Kirk Cousins. That's a backup quarterback that threw for 8 touchdowns and no picks last year and threw for 500 in one game. So I think they're vulnerable. It's one of those where, I mean, this is one of those where, you know, for so long, you could say the Bucs hadn't taken any losses to bad teams, and their losses were to the Lions and the Eagles and really the elite teams in the NFL. But then you lose to the Saints when you really were in a position where you needed to win. You know, they're still in control. I mean, they're tied with the Panthers, but if they win their next two, I think, you know, almost anything else after that is going to clinch a division for them. But if they lose Thursday, that opens a door. And that, I think every time they stumble, it gives Carolina more hope and more life and more ability to think that they can be a factor here and steal something. So, no, huge game for them. They're in the throwbacks. Like you said, they're kind of getting healthy again, but also missing some key people. They're down both guards still. They'll probably be without their best tight end, probably down a safety. So they're still kind of dinged up. You know, I think to get Atlanta without Drake is a huge plus for them as much as Mooney and Pitts did last year. I think that takes away a lot of the deep threat and makes it easier to keep them in check. Obviously, anybody playing Atlanta is going to want to try and stop the run first, and that's a priority. You know, the backs catching the ball out of the backfield has been a problem for the Bucs all season long. They'll be missing one of their starting linebackers as well. So there's kind of a middle of the field hole, whether that's Bijan catching about 8 passes for 120 or whether that's Pitts running wild again. There's definitely some things that the Falcons can exploit in the middle of the field.
Well, speaking of that division, Greg, I was going to ask you real quick about Carolina. And, you know, they have an interesting quarterback dilemma of their own coming up this spring. They've got to decide whether or not to pick up Bryce Young's fifth-year option. And, look, I think Carolina is a really good football team, but sometimes it does feel like Bryce Young's kind of holding them back a little bit. What do you think that they'll do over in Carolina at the quarterback spot for the years to come?
Yeah, I think he's definitely helped himself this season. At the end of last year, I would have said that's a real question mark. But for him, you know, had a couple games he's actually gone out and won this year in terms of you think about the Rams game and outdoing Stafford, throwing for 3 touchdowns, no picks. I think they've gone the longest of any NFL team without a 20-touchdown season, and that's such a low bar to set for quarterback success. But I think I think Cam had it in like 17, and that's the last time they had a 20-touchdown season. So, you know, I think a fifth-year option for him would be about $26 million in 2027 right now. And I think he's probably good for that. I think it's one of those where for you to not give him that, they're guaranteed now, so it's a little bit more than it used to be. But I think he's earned that. And I think for you to move on from him would be to kind of derail a lot of the progress they've made under Dave Canales. So I fully expect them to exercise that option and in May and have him back, you know, where he's got 2 more years and a chance to really get some continuity with coach and quarterback on the same page.
Hey, Greg, before we cut you loose, Greg Allman, guys, I always joke around with Greg, not the Midnight Rider, A-U-M-A-N.
Right.
Joins us here talking NFL. What's your take, talking to friends in the media and the NFL about the Eggs? I mean, the OC is getting his house egged. Sirianni's going to – I mean, this is standard practice for the Eagles. But Jalen Hurts just looked god-awful in that loss to the Chargers Monday night. We're already used to A.J. Brown. Can they weather this and get it right, or are you writing off the Eagles?
No, I mean, I don't want to write them off yet, but they're close, honestly. It's one of those where, I mean, they're going to be, you know, you think about the Bucs, you know, whether it's the Bucs or the Panthers that come out of the NFC South, you know, the Eagles and the NFC South champions, the 3 and the 4 seed, are going to be real vulnerable in the first round against, you know, maybe Seahawks or Niners or Bears. You could even see, you know, both of those could go down in the playoffs if these teams continue as they are. Philly, I mean, to see Hurts, the one thing you could say about Hurts up until Monday night was that he'd kept his turnovers in check. And now he's got 2 on one play. He's got 4 picks in one game. You know, I think they've had years where they have this inner turmoil and they kind of work through it. But I don't know right now. To see you know, so much of their success last year was Barkley being so great on the ground, and he's just been a different back. Their line has had some injuries, and that's part of that. But they're just, I don't think they've been a team to be feared at all. I saw them in Dallas. I'll see them in D.C. against the Commanders a week from Saturday, and that's a game they really should win. But again, if not, they're going to be, I mean, they're up a game and a half on the Cowboys. They should be okay to win the division and have a home playoff game. But if they do that at, you know, 9-8 or 10-7, they won't feel like a defending champ and a team to be feared in the postseason.
Greg, always appreciate catching up with you. We'll talk to you before the playoffs, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, man. Take care. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
You got it, man. That's Greg Allman from Fox Sports. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center Kennesaw. Mike Johnson's in for Carl today. Appreciate you hanging out. Hope you had fun. And, man, today was an easy
one. Hey, man.
It's a quickie. What's that line, man, from Rounders? Just like a young man coming in for a quickie. I feel so unsatisfied.
Going to miss you,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we're talking about, he's talking about poker. He came in, won some money, or he went out. You got to see Rounders, by the way. You know, I actually sent an email. Talking about, like, maybe I'm getting too close to it. I sent an email to TV Guide once saying, how are you only giving that 2 stars? Rounders is a 4-star movie.
A strongly worded email.
I enjoy that. Boom. Fill every time it's up.
Hey, Mike, when we come back, can we talk about how sore Philip Rivers is going to be tomorrow?
Dude,
your ice bath is not enough.
You're going to get a contact high from the Ben Gay to Philip Rivers. We'll get a final look at the NFL. Also get Mike's take on what's going to happen tomorrow with the Bucks and the Falcons. And a reminder, guys, 92.9 The Game, it's the flyover. After each Falcons game, post-game, you'll hear Mike and you hear Grant. And I believe it's Chris will be on the job. And again, guys, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Falcons. That comes on immediately following Thursday night. If you're really angry Thursday night, or maybe happy, you could talk about the Falcons on the flyover right here on 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A lot of stuff happening today. If you're just getting in your car, hey, man, hump day edition of Dukes and Bell with Mike Johnson. Thanks to filling in. He's back to his normal shift. Get up early there, Sparky.
Hey, man, you know what I mean? That alarm is going to hurt in the morning. I thought the internal alarm clock would go off this morning. It didn't.
Right. What time is Squid Billy already down in Tampa with the team?
Yeah, they should be landing any minute now, right, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. I'm the meat man.
Yeah, he is the meat man, and he's that travels with the team.
Busy show, man. Gustin's and Ackworth tomorrow from just a short show because pregame starts at 4 with the Wade Ford tailgate with Andy and company, and then Mike and the guys get you ready from 6 to 8. But yep. We'll be at Gustin's and Ackworth location, really cool spot. And look forward to seeing you guys. Abe's in, so adjust the volume accordingly on your radio. And then Friday, we're going to be putting a show together with Dave Archer. Arch and I are going to put old days of the 790.
It's going to be great, man.
We had two 790 throwbacks. We had Steak and I on last Thursday. Arch and I on Friday, we're going to be down at the Gateway Center down there by College Park where the Skyhawks are playing.
They
got a home game, a lot of local talent on that squad, but that's where we'll be. So looking forward to it, man. Going to be a lot of fun on Friday, so stay tuned for that. Hey, real quick, we've been talking a lot about the Falcons. Stuff on social media, as we said, if you can translate social media, try to figure it out. But Ray McLeod saying some things were not performance-based. That was a line specifically used by our head coach when he was dismissed, also mentioned about Ike Hilliard. And then Ray was also cut today by the Giants, so he may be referring to his time in New Jersey. But in light of that, a number of Falcon fans kind of our Falcon players, I should say, got onto his social media train and had their own comments. There's also a video involving Kadarrell Hodge. I've got the link to it. You can check it out at Mike Bell ATL. It just sounds like there's a lot of, I don't know, at the bare minimum, some guys that are not on the same page as the coaching staff are unhappy, perhaps, with the direction specifically of the offense or the wide receiver.
Yeah, and I know we had a conversation yesterday. Dede brought it up, and we did it on Behind the Curtain, talking about, does Raheem look like a guy who seems very content with what his positioning is within this team, within this organization? His conversations with Arthur Blank, he said he feels like he has, you know, Arthur Blank is fully behind him. So then my mind goes, if you were to keep him around, which I don't think is going to happen, but what does that wide receiver room look like next year? You know what I mean? You got to overhaul it, just performance, but it also sounds like personality wise there's some things you know, aloof a little bit. So you know, I've seen those rooms get kind of turned over at times, and you know, you wonder what the future of this wide receiver looks like. No matter who the coach is, what does the future of this wide receiver room look like?
Right. And again, if there is some there's a little smoke, you know, again, it could be nothing, could be just disgruntled employees because one guy got cut and one guy got disciplined, but it's just something we're just trying to, you know, read between the lines. Sounds like there's a little something going on there. And if it is part of a culture issue or a disconnect, just more things that Arthur Blank needs to consider when he talks about his coaching staff for next season. Hey, one note, if you enjoyed the trip to Berlin, if you were lucky enough to make that trip this year, the word is the Falcons will be part of international football next year, Mike. And because they have an affiliation with Germany, Falcons have a strong NFL affiliation. They were awarded the country as a key international market back in 23. If I had to guess, my spidey sense it says we'll be the home team in Munich next year.
I have a genuine question. I want you to do your best to answer right now, okay? What would it take for Mike Bell to go back to Germany next year to watch the Falcons?
Another cheap Lufthansa flight. Hands up.
Okay.
I'm in.
I was going to say, I just meant performance-wise. Does it have to be a new head coach? Does it have to be a winning
football
team?
No. It's October.
Do you have to see turnover?
No. The Falcons game will be an afterthought. It just helps me Again, if Myles Garrett and the guys from Fox 5.
This isn't Charlotte, Mike.
Look, if Myles Garrett and the guys from Fox 5 have the cameras on at the Brandenburg Gate. Well, actually, that Brandenburg Gate's Berlin. Somewhere in Munich. And that you see me and you put me on TV. Now I got to write the whole thing off as a business expense.
Scarfed up.
And
your
I'm
nice
telling
beanie
you,
that we just got at the Christmas party.
I'll wear
party.
It and I'll go because Munich, and if it's the game we think it is, again, I don't want you guys to start booking trips just yet because we got to get the schedule. That releases in May. But I was told by a little birdie from the National Football League while I was in Germany that we were going to be Munich next year.
Yeah.
So, and I think we'll be the home team. But we'll see about that. But it's Munich. And that could be in October. That's Oktoberfest in the heart of Bavaria. How about them apples?
Yeah. What part of the season do you think is best to go to Munich? You want it early? You want it late?
I think you want to be in October. Anytime in October
right
for the
there.
Pretzels and the beer
do.
And the
Sounds like a better destination than Mercedes-Benz at that point.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
We'll see what happens.
And again, who even knows who's coaching the team next year? Who even knows who the quarterback's going to be?
Making his return on that trip. Like, you remember how Sting turned into the goth Sting where he's like up in the rafters when he comes back to Money Nitro? Like, I can just see.
I'll take your word for it on that.
Yeah, the crow Sting. You can just see Michael Penix just making his return. Comes down on a zip line. comes all the way down from the upstairs in Munich.
Hey, guess what? I was ahead of the curve. I should have just broke the story. The thing is with the NFL, if you break something, they get upset if you give away the secret sauce. Falcons confirm. Is that confirmed yet? No.
They're going to be the home team in an international game.
We're going to be a home team in an international game. My Spidey sense, just my 2 cents worth, I think we'll be in Munich because of our affiliation with the German market.
I thought that was, let me see if we can find it. I thought that Tory McIlhenny put something out about that. I guess it's not Munich confirmed, but I would have to think so. That's where the fan base is. That's where the international rights go.
Right.
Everything for the Atlanta Falcons. So it only makes sense. I don't know why that they would grant us a home game and put it anywhere other than Germany.
I know back-to-back in Germany, but it would be interesting. I do know that I'm excited. Was that Chris? Oh, Chris just texted me something. Okay. You guys are I'm the worst with sign language.
Chris was playing a video game.
Chris was like, don't go back to the Christmas party, don't drink and drive. Because he was like doing like two hands on his phone.
Playing a Game Boy.
Hold on here. Chris, you can come in the studio, Chris. We'll let you. Let's see here. Yes. Falcons will play international game as a designated home team. Location, date, and time will be confirmed at a later date.
Oh, there you go. That's nothing.
But again, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes, especially at Flower Branch. But I would think it might be Munich. Just
nothing
based
else
on
makes
we
sense.
About.
There's just point blank. Nothing right. else makes
Chris,
sense.
Chris, anything so to add to this conversation that would be germane to this conversation in Germany?
Well, no. I thought it was funny because I'm hearing you guys talk out in the bullpen. And then this email literally comes through as you're talking about it. And I'm like, wait a second. Are they talking about this as the release, or is this one of the greatest coincidences in the world?
Yeah, Mike from the future?
Tory McIlhenny put out a tweet earlier that had some of that information on it, and we were just kind of guesstimating date and time and place and everything else that comes along with that. I know Mike made the trip over just a couple of months ago, and I think it looked really cool. I mean, it's with the kids the age that I have, it's not something I'm going to be able to do, but... look like a really cool trip, and I'm sure there will be Falcons fans, no matter who's the quarterback and who's the coach, they're going to make that journey.
Okay, more information, as we said earlier in the show, was going to come out about Michigan and Sherrod Moore fired with cause for an illicit affair with a staffer. There's more information out there. I'm not going to talk about it with kids in the car. Let's just say if it's accurate, it's a little untoward.
Yeah.
But I'll leave it at that. How about that?
Yeah, And look, I don't have any friends that go to Michigan or any of the Big Blue stuff, any of that stuff. But man, the timing of this is just crazy. It's just crazy. I would love to know when the paper trail started to when they quote unquote found out about all these things, because I think if you could design it, you'd get past signing day every time, would you not? I mean, it just kind of is what it is, even though the portal opens up in 3 weeks.
You mentioned Bobby Petrino earlier. There are some similarities there. No motorcycle ride, but it does seem to be, from the reports that are now coming out from Detroit and from Michigan, that she was on the staff, had been on the staff for a number of years, and was an assistant to the head coach. So you'll get more information by the time you're at home tonight on ESPN or tomorrow online. But just a crazy time, because if purely from the football side of it, it's the worst possible time to be looking for a head coach.
It really is, man. The game of musical chairs is over.
Who's the guy you would go look at right now if you're Michigan? You mentioned him off air.
I think that Brian Kelly's going to be a name that gets thrown around. He's unemployed, and he has a history with programs, Big Ten, things like that, and it seems like that he would probably be the one that would be willing to do it. I mean, even if it's and that's what I mentioned a minute ago, even if he's a stopgap, right? I mean, even if he's a guy that you just bring in and go, hey, we'll give you a year just to see what happens, and maybe it turns out, maybe it doesn't. But that's what college football is now. If it doesn't work out 1 year, you fire the coach, you bring in a bunch of new players to the transfer portal, and you spend money, and they've got money to spend. So I don't think they're hurting too bad right now.
Speaking of money to spend, we didn't really have some time to spend on it because we're only on the air for 2 hours today with our Christmas party. Thanks again to John Fricke for jumping in. Greg Allman, who joined us from Fox Sports. The Mets move on from Diaz, and they move on from Pete Alonso. Polar Bear going to the Charm City. The Orioles signed a 5-year, $150 million deal with Pete Alonso.
Yeah, it's. I'm curious to see where the Mets go with this, because obviously there's a lot of turnover there. They've kind of spent a lot of money, and all of a sudden it frees up a little bit of room for them financially. Do they go back to the bucket and try to see if they can remake that team? But I don't know if they quote-unquote moved on from them, but I think that maybe when you look at it, Kyle Tucker's still out there. He's probably going to get a bag. There's going to be a number of other players that are kind of available, and it looks like they just, for these guys, it seems like they kind of got outbid and just were like, hey, well, we'll see you later.
And you tease it, let's pay it off. Philip Rivers is a, quote, an option to start as the Colts in wait-and-see mode. Now, famously, we saw Joshua Dobbs come in here, literally memorizing the playbook in about 2 days and beating us at Mercedes-Benz. We saw Baker Mayfield learn the Rams playbook and do some things and just literally after a cross-country flight. So what do you expect from a 44-year-old grandfather, Philip Rivers?
I just thought of a weird connection that this is not going to make a lot of sense to some people. You know where I just told you where Philip Rivers lives now.
Fairhope, Alabama. We have some neighbors who just moved out of this really cool neighborhood, Mobile Bay, right?
Do you know who is from Fairhope, Alabama? Riley Leonard is from Fairhope, Alabama. He is the other quarterback on the roster.
What's the odds of that?
What are the odds of that one?
Holy moly, that is crazy.
I just thought about that a minute ago. I'm like, Riley Leonard's from South Alabama, too. I don't know, man. I don't know what to expect. I have a fascination with these kind of stories. I'm just imagining the offense coordinator in his ear going, open left, hand off right. You know what I mean? Just, hey, look to the left flat on this play.
I mean, you know, Flacco had a pretty good formula when he got the start for the Bengals. Just throw it like 50 times to Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah,
and they've
that's
got
a
some,
good one.
They got some good athletic wide receivers. A couple of guys are banged up with some questionable status, but you got a good running back, but still.
Got a great offensive line.
Well, I mean, if you pull, this is one of those stories. Like with the Dennis Quaid move when he played the Rays relief pitcher who came back and is like...
The rookie. That's a good one.
Everyone loves to see the old guy come in and do it.
I have to believe that they are going to put in some kind of wildcat, though, as well. Like Tyler Warren is going to be playing quarterback for them. You get in the third one, you need to run the read option, whatever it may be. You're going to put Tyler Warren at quarterback because he is the emergency guy. Unbelievably, he's the emergency guy. So if you really need a running quarterback at some point, that's probably going to be what you go to.
How good is it that Shane Steichen was in San Diego with the Chargers with Philip and now is the head coach out there in Indy, those two being together right
it
now.
Should, you would think that the terminology would link up, right? I mean, of course it's changed, and Philip hasn't practiced. They just put it up there, hasn't practiced in 4 years.
Right.
There is not enough ice in the world at 44 years old, I don't believe, to ice up.
Big O with the intel. All right, man. Hope you had fun the last couple days, brother.
Enjoyed it, man.
Thanks for joining. Carl will be back. Mike posted something on social media. Everybody freaking. Some guys are, as we just said, talking about rumors and innuendo and things get thrown around. Guys are so literal on social media. When Mike goes, I've been traded to the Dukes and Bell show. No, it's a joke. He's back
on
the morning
shift. A bag
of
chips and a washing machine.
Right on. Hey, man, we'll be up tomorrow at Gustin's in Ackworth with Abe, a two-hour special edition with Miller Lite. Tons of free steps to come by and say hi. Right now, it's time to get out the dough. Chris Turtle Thomas is next. Let's clear our throats.
I'm trying to remember how this rolls, but I've got nothing.
All right, again, you're going to take what happened in the 2 hours you're on the air.
Okay.
Something that maybe stuck with you or something, a thought that was floating around in your noggin, and basically coalesce it in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
On the air.
Like how incredible it would be if Kalen DeBoer took the Michigan job.
Yeah, was that what I'm going to talk about right now? No, I mean, right now, all I can think about is the contrast.
What is this, Inception? What are you, DiCaprio? You're planting the thought seed here.
All I can think about right now is the contrast tub that Philip Rivers is going to get in the hot tub, in the cold tub, in the hot tub, in the cold tub for probably the next 12 hours after he gets done with his first practice. In 4 years. That's crazy to me, man.
Hey, man, we talked about it on our pre-show. You can go check the video out today. We did that around tomorrow about 11 o'clock in the morning. It's on Twitch and YouTube. We call it Behind the Curtain. I was mentioning the Braves. Oh, what are we going to do? The good news is some of the pitchers, the market is sort of settling. We did see, unfortunately, the Tigers pick up a guy that's, you know.
Finnegan, 2 years, $19 million. Yeah. The Braves were after him.
And that's perfectly, as Mike pointed out today on our show, in his wheelhouse. We're always looking for guys with a group on, the Kevin Gausmans of the world, the inning eaters. So the good news is the market looks like it's coming, you know, back to earth for pitchers. Problem is half of those pitchers are, you know, represented by Scott Boras, who the Braves don't do business with.
You're going to drop a bag.
Hey, man. Well, Jesse Chavez is now a bullpen coach for the Giants. You can't bring him back.
Crazy, man.
I know.
Crazy.
Man. Hey, if you love the show, and this is where you say something positive. If you love the show,
then
like, tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. There you go. Okay.
And if you don't, in other words, you're not a good person. If you don't like the show.
Don't tell your friends.
There you go. Have a great night. Turtle next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.